Sunday morning. Right here on a beautiful morning in Cleveland, Ohio. It's chilly. Kids are going to school. Grass is frosty. This should be mine. Let's take it out.
So today we're going to be talking to you about our topic, which is aliens and Area 51. We all believe that aliens do exist at Area 51, and we are going to tell you why we believe that they are existent, and yeah.
Headphones,
yeah.
So, what I talked about in our show, or what I'm about to talk about in our show, is about Area 51 and what we think about it. We think aliens are present at Area 51, and the testing that they're doing at Area 51 on eggshells, and they're very blunt, sharp, or they have egg pulls. There's a lot of different type of eggs in Area 51, and they're using them for different types of testing and what these different type of creatures or things prove. So some of them are dangerous, and some of them they help our testing results. So maybe later on in the future we might use them, but who knows? Some of them are very crucial and stuff like that. So yeah.
We are going to move on and talk about a man who brought Area 51 on the map and exposed it to everyone. A man saying there are aliens inside Area 51, it was told 30 years ago and still stands to this day. In 1989, and then an anonymous Bob Lazar put Area 51 on the map when he came forward with his unbelievable story. Lazar said that he studied captured alien technology at a site called S4 near the desert test facility. Almost 30 years later, Lazar's story hasn't changed, but our collective capacity for he was certainly been tested, and Bob Lazar has been patiently waiting for us.
Some true, and I wonder if you know. What it means, and I wonder if you know what it means, and I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams.
So the counter-argument to aliens not being existent and aliens not being at Area 51 is that many people believe that aliens are not present in Area 51 or present at all due to their religious beliefs. Since there's no mention of aliens in the Bible, a lot of people, they don't believe aliens are alive. Because most people in a lot of people's religion is based off the Bible. So there's a good amount of people that do not believe in aliens due to their religious and spiritual beliefs.
All right, so it's your boy Manuel featuring in the alien group. Aliens, according to our research and all the research we have done, are real and exist.